Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Knicks last night, 125-119 over the Sixers. No Embiid, no Karl-Anthony Towns. Knicks had a 16-point lead, played much better in the first half. Obviously blew the 16-point lead in the second half. Came out really shooting well to start the game. Bridges played well, was shooting well to start the game. He was 5 for 10 from three-point land. OG Anunoby, who, you know, he had a big shot down the stretch of this game, but... And I'm, you know, the minutes police. OG hasn't been hurt at all. He's played every game, right? We're always concerned about OG's health and whether or not he's going to be able to, you know, stay on the court. He's been able to stay on the court and he's healthy. But to me, watching him play, watching the perimeter defense, he looks like he's a little tired. He looks like he could use a break. Like, this is someone, I don't know if he's, you know, in recent, certainly not with the Knicks, right? He hasn't played this many games in a row. He was great to start the year. His offensive game and even the defense a little bit has slowed down here, but not that that's the story of the game. I just was looking through all the 3 for 10. It just feels like his shooting was so much better to start the year. His defense was better to start the year. He's really slowing down. The one game he had, that big game, was it in Denver where he had the 40-point game? I think that was the game. Since then, his offensive game has kind of come down. The one game where he did it again was Toronto, where he stepped up and played well, and Karl-Anthony Towns came back after missing a couple games, and I talked about how Karl-Anthony Towns kind of unlocked OG Anunoby offensively, and still offensively now. OG has just not been quite as good. Josh Hart with a triple-double in this game. Precious Achiuwa, I thought, played great. He had a block in the overtime, as the Knicks did force it, were able to get it to overtime. OG Anunoby, as I said, you know, comes up short on the final shot in regulation to send it to overtime. They blew a 16-point lead. Quickly is just so good. Paul George doesn't look the same, but not quickly. Maxey, rather. Maxey played 46 minutes in this game. He's so fast. He's so good. He scores 33 points. He kind of led them back here without Embiid to force overtime. And in overtime, I thought Achiuwa played really well. You saw Brunson kind of dominate, make big plays, and Josh Hart is just so important to this team. So that's a good win. It's a solid win. No Karl-Anthony Towns again. That's the story, as he's out with a thumb sprain, and he also has a bone chip in his thumb. It doesn't sound like it's going to be something he won't be able to play with. He's day-to-day right now with a thumb sprain. They're not going to need surgery on it. And again, he's very important to the team. They came out and shot the ball well a little bit today, especially in the first half. And that's really the question with the Knicks right now, is whether or not, you know, they can win when the shots don't fall. Like, because last year it felt like, now look, in any particular game, the shots don't fall to any some certain extent. It's tough to win. But last year it just felt like the team was suited to play defense, to hustle, to rebound, and could still win a game if the shots weren't falling at a, you know, a relatively normal level. And now it feels like they need those shots to fall. They're not the same defensively. Like I said, OG hasn't been the same defensively. The team hasn't been the same defensively. And with the minutes, especially, I know the minutes are always going to be a conversation. And now I believe I saw that all four top minutes in the NBA are Knicks. Mikal Bridges, number one. And I think all top four in the NBA in minutes belong to the New York Knicks now, especially after overtime, where Bridges played 43 and Anunoby played 45. Brunson played 45, and Josh Hart played 49 minutes in this game. So we understand how the bench hasn't been there for them. Sims actually probably played one of his better games as a Knick, and certainly this year. 6 offensive rebounds, which was huge in the game. 7 total. actually, you know, was able to get to the bat, you know, was, you know, shot 3 of 5 from the floor, played some decent minutes. Precious was at the five for most of the game, including overtime, had a big block, played well. They need the bench, obviously, to play a little bit more. McBride, Deuce came in and gave them 22 good minutes. He was 3 for 4 from three-point land. He's important to them, too. He needs to hit the shots as well. Cameron Payne has been someone over the course of the year, been important. It's kind of waning here for Payne. His shot is ugly, and there's been some nights where he's just way off, and he takes bad shots, too, when he's out there on the floor. But he's been, you know, that right now they just don't have a bench, and Tibbs isn't able to go to him. I mean, 45 minutes for OG Anunoby for a guy who clearly looks a step slow is just where the team is right now, how the team coaches, how Tibbs coaches, and what they need to do to win, you know, to hold off the Sixers, 125-119. So, I mean, it's a good solid win, a bounce back, and a stretch where they haven't played that well without Karl-Anthony Towns, who I told you I believe right now is the most important Nick over Jalen Brunson. The most important Nick right now is Karl-Anthony Towns with the way this team is playing currently. And to not have him, even without Embiid, to still go out there and beat the 76ers, it's a good win. But the issues on this team persist. And we'll have to see if they can figure out a way to be a little bit, you know, once Robinson comes back, and there is some hopefulness, the Knicks sound relatively hopeful that Mitchell Robinson will come back here at the sometime in the early part of February, and clearly that will give them a legitimate guy off the bench, a rim protector, a defender, a rebounder, and someone who even offensively is a better passer than what they have right now off the bench. It gives them a lot more options. And that should make an impact, and that'll take time for him to get into, you know, a role with the team. But I think that'll be enormous for the Knicks. They desperately need Mitchell Robinson to come back. But the question is, are they going to be able to play these kind of minutes and get through the year? And can they play defense and rebound and win hard-fought games when they're not hitting their threes? And can Mikal Bridges find himself here? And after that, after his 40-point game, after his big game, he's been, you know, kind of bad offensively for a stretch now. So you've got Bridges not playing great offensively, OG Anunoby not playing as well offensively as he did to start the year. I mean, that's part of the reason they've had this stretch after the 9-game winning streak. But all the talk after the game, or really, I guess, during the game, was what Karl-Anthony Towns chose to wear to the game. As Karl-Anthony Towns, who has been a long-time Eagle fan, along with Jalen Brunson. I guess growing up in South Jersey, he became an Eagle fan as a kid. And he wore like an old-school 80s Philadelphia Eagles sweatshirt to the game and was wearing it on the bench. And a lot of people had a problem with it. And you know what? I have to admit, and I wish I could get, I wish I could give you the counterpoint and say, oh, who gives a crap? Normally I would. Normally, and I don't care overall. It's not anything to get upset about necessarily. But I have to admit, this is the one spot where I don't like it. This is the one spot I don't... If this were a home game, I'd feel better about it. But to go on the road, and I know they're in the playoffs, and who cares about what shirt anybody's wearing. But I have to admit, on the road in Philadelphia, you're the new Nick. This is clearly a rivalry. Last year's playoff was extremely hard fought and contested, and I think some bad blood is being built between the two teams. You're the new guy on the block trying to, you know, get yourself in with the fans here. And I understand you might be a Philadelphia. No one's saying you can't. If they were playing, I know they're in the playoffs. If this were a game on Sunday when the Eagles are playing, okay. Right, if it's a random game against a random team and the Eagles are playing that night, you want to wear the game. But like to wear the Philly shirt in Philly with this team as a new Nick, I just felt like it wasn't the spot for it. I don't think it's anything to get too upset about or crazy about, scream about, yell about. I wrote the story in the Post is quoting fans on Twitter. He should be fined. He should be suspended. Whatever craziness. But I do think this is a one spot. Be smarter. Be a little bit smarter. Right, and for someone who feels like, especially after the, remember that Bulls game where they were down by, 25 or whatever, and they rallied back, and he played this great game, and they just came up short, and in part because he missed a couple of free throws down the stretch, and then, you know, in the post game, they're on the court, and there he is behind the reporter shooting foul shots. And half the fan base was like, yeah, look at it. He wants to go out there. He's going to, you know, he's working on his game. He recognizes he cost the Knicks. And half the fan and half the people and the haters were, oh, yeah, listen, he's not aware he's on camera. He's trying to endear himself into the fan base playing the game. Well, if you're going to play the game, whether he was or not, and that's the scenario, like, that is not a spot to where Philadelphia, first of all, right now we're all very sensitive. Even Michael Strahan is very sensitive about the idea of Saquon Barkley and the Giants right now. All right, we don't need it. We don't need anybody rooting for Philadelphia blatantly right in our face while the Knicks are playing the 76ers, their bitter rival, on the road in Philadelphia. And you're not playing because of a sprained thumb. I love you. I think you're the most important Knick right now. You've been great. I think you're arguably in the top, certainly top 10, maybe even closer than that, in MVP conversation. That's how good you've been. I think you're the most important Knick. I'm glad the news is good and you're going to be able to play through a bone chip in your thumb, but can you lay off the Randall Cunningham sweatshirt, please? In this one moment? And again, I don't want to make a big stink of it, and I know it's the talk of the town, and you know it'll be something I'm sure you know Evan will have a field day with, but I don't want to make a big deal out of it, certainly, and normally I would poo-poo this stuff, and I would gladly poo-poo it. I'd come on and go, this is where I hate people. It's crazy. Who cares what he wears? But this is like the one scenario. Bitter rival. Just played them in the postseason. You weren't here for it. You're the new Knick. This team and the Knicks are you know, I know that right now they're 15-24 struggling, but still. Like, there's a very good chance this team will be a playoff team. They played in the playoffs last year. It's a bitter rival. You're on the road in Philadelphia. Now, the one, and listen, and if you listened on TV, whatever, the crowd, it felt like half Knick fans. I even heard like a Deuce thing when Deuce McBride came in. So, like, but so it's not a hostile building necessarily, but you're in Philadelphia, bitter rival. Right now, the Giants Eagles thing is even more sensitive than usual because of Saquon Barkley. And Joe Shane and the owner and the, you know, sleep commercials and everything else. Can you lay off the Eagle stuff while you're in the enemy's house? Just, can you? You want to post an Instagram thing of you watching the Eagles game, all excited about the Eagles winning a game that I think they're actually going to win this week against the Rams? Fine. No one's saying you can't be a fan. And this goes back to Minnesota. I believe there was an issue with him when he was with the Timberwolves and they were playing... The Vikings were playing the Eagles in the NFC Championship game as the Eagles went on to win the Super Bowl that year. And he was rocking Eagle gear. And it was like a thing and the media was asking him about. He's like, hey, I rep my team. I have no problem repping my team. I've been an Eagles fan since I was young. And I understand that on some level, but maybe last night was not the night for it. That's all.